From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A race is on to bring more natural gas to U.S. markets. Energy companies are scouring the coast for places to offload the liquid form of the clean-burning fuel from tanker ships. A $300 million facility is being proposed for a unique and controversial site, an Indian reservation located on the eastern tip of Maine. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports.
Pleasant Point's reservation is a windy, fog-shrouded bit of land by the sea. It's picturesque, but remote and poor. As many as half of the 1,600 Passamaquoddies there aren't working. Tribal Representative Fred Moore believes a depot for liquefied natural gas, or LNG, will improve those numbers. Moore walks along the proposed site, a deep-water cove in Passamaquoddy Bay, less than 2 miles from Canadian waters. He points out an eagle resting on the tallest pole of a fish weir in the middle of the sparkling cove.
Well, it won't look like this. This is beautiful. And this will probably be concrete to some degree, platforms.
Moore imagines the cove transformed into a 42-acre industrial site where 1,000-foot tankers would bring in super-cooled liquefied gas to be depressurized, then piped to markets to the south. Moore says basket-making and other tribal enterprises have lost ground in the regional economy. And in November, Maine voters turned down a tribal proposal for a casino. LNG could turn things around.
It transforms our tribe from a totally dependent welfare tribe to an economic power within the region and state. That's a radical transition.
Outside investors promise up to $8 million a year to lease the site. They say they'll train Passamaquoddies to fill some of the 70 jobs created and provide cheap power for the tribe and startup businesses. But some Passamaquoddies worry that embracing this high-tech vision, which would occupy a quarter of the reservation, might mean turning their backs on traditional culture.
It'll be the end of us.
Margaret Dolly Apt directs a tribal museum.
We're supposed to be people who protect and care for the earth. And in no shape or form do I see LNG being put here that we're going to be doing that. If anything, we're going to be destroying our homeland. For what? Money? I'm sorry.
Even some Passamaquoddies who do care about money say the project could hurt. Thomas Tinker makes a good $100 a day digging clams from the tidal mudflats where the facility would land.
And that's the only way I can get a job is doing that. Because I have no education, you know. I have a seventh grade education and nobody around here will hire me. So that's the way I make my money, to help support my daughter and myself and my father, you know. So, I don't know.
Work is scarce off the reservation as well, but area reaction to LNG is mixed. David Lakeman tends to his cranberry bogs, not far at all from the proposed LNG site.
Right there, right across the river, right there's a river. I think, although it's going to affect me a lot, my privacy here, I love it here. People down here need good jobs, and the spinoff from 70 jobs is probably 270 people is going to affect. In a good way.
In next-door Eastport, a mini-boom centered on tourism and the arts is underway. A dinner meeting of Chamber of Commerce members ends in a group grumble about LNG. Roland LaValle is the chamber's president.
Oh, I'd hate to see a ship now where it goes industrial. A lot of work and a lot of time has been put in, and we'd hate to see something that changes the whole character of the area.
A similar LNG proposal for southern Maine pitted neighbors and towns against one another, but voters turned it down several months ago. Another fight is clearly in the works here. In Pleasant Point, Fred Moore says the tribe will reach out to neighbors, but only so far.
We will not forego the interest, the long-term economic, social interests of the Passamaquoddy tribe for someone's illusion of a paradise island.
A tribal referendum on the project is set for Tuesday. There are only 4 LNG terminals operating in the U.S. The Bush administration says 15 more are needed. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever.